نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah jalla wala that today Jumu'ah we are in the house of Almighty Allah. The ayat I recited, which we know as Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a great muhaddis and scholar there in Makkah Mukarramah, whom I met, and mashallah, he gave me a collection of his compilations and books, Sheikh Muhammad bin Alawi al-Maliki rahimahullah, both father and son, who would lecture there in the Haram Sharif in Makkah. So in his book, Mada fi Sha'ban, what are the events and incidents that took place during the month of Sha'ban? He mentions that the ayat of Salawat Durood Sharif, chapter 33, verse 56, which I just recited now, was also revealed during this month of Sha'ban, and it is one of the virtues of the month of Sha'ban. What should we be doing, brothers and sisters, from now right till Ramadan? There are two du'as mentioned, one in Mishkat Sharif. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us we should be reading Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. O Almighty Allah, grant us barakah, blessing during this month of Sha'ban. First Rajab it was, now Sha'ban. What is the meaning of barakah, my brothers? Barakah means al-ashya'ul qalila wal-manafi'ul kathira. The resources, the time, the place might be very, very little, but the benefit is so much, thousands, millions of people benefit. So now we just have few weeks left now for Ramadan Mubarak. So beg Almighty Allah, we become an asset to humanity. We're preparing now the meals, we are preparing the Taraweeh Salat, we are preparing for the prison, preparing for the underprivileged, preparing for the Ummah at large. So that is what we should be doing. Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, the mehman, the guest is coming, Ramadan, spare us so that we experience another wonderful sacred month of Ramadan. Second dua we find in Kanzul Ummal and Tabarani on the authority of Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anh. Mustafa rahmatullil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ya Allah, save and protect us for the month of Ramadan. There is no accident, no sickness, no illness. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لَنَا. Ya Allah, protect Ramadan for us. There's no unnecessary controversy, confusion and so forth. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. Ya Allah, the charity, the tilawat, the fasting, the taraweeh, whatever we are doing, our actions, our speech, through your benevolence, grace and mercy, you accept it, O Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. So let us, inshallah, try our level best to try and recite these two du'as with the grace and mercy of Allah. Thereafter, we will have the big night and auspicious night on Sunday night, the 15th night of Sha'ban. So what should we be doing? And that is my topic for today, on this auspicious occasion, auspicious night. So before that, tomorrow is the 13th of Sha'ban, Sunday 14th, and Monday will be 15th. It's Sunnah Mubarakah of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that in the lunar months, besides Ramadan, we know the fasting is compulsory and mandatory. So Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam would keep three fasts. So if a person makes intention tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Manja abil hasana falahu ashru amthaliha. So you will get the reward and receive the reward as though as you kept fast the entire month of Sha'ban. Because minimum reward by Almighty Allah is multiplied times 10. However, my dear brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners, we must realize most of us, from the time we became baligh and mature till now, because of sickness, illness, traveling, laziness, many a time we miss certain fast of Ramadan. So what we should try and do from now, right till Ramadan, rather emphasize and rather we get our priorities right, that we keep the qada fast first. So always give preference to that. MashaAllah, we up to date with our qada fast, or we don't have qada at all, and then you fast the three fast, so that's excellent. You know, in English we say good, better, best. So if a person fasts on Monday only, so good. A person fasts, MashaAllah, Sunday, Monday, so that will be better. And a person, MashaAllah, keeps fast on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, so that will be the best and excellent, MashaAllah. So everything is flexible, there's no hard and fast rule. MashaAllah, Sunday night will come. Why does Almighty Allah give us and grant us such opportunities on occasions? So the first discussion, an academic discussion, because today's world, we must remember on the internet and you'll get people posting and then everything goes viral. Some people will even debate the point, is 15th night of Sha'ban an auspicious night or not? So remember that any person, and more so those who know Arabic, you should go read Silsila Ahadith Sahiha, the encyclopedia of the authentic Ahadith of Sheikh Nasiruddin Albani, rahimahullah. I met him personally, mashallah, in Jordan. So we do not agree with everything of his, but this discussion of his was very good. In volume number 3 and Hadith number 1144, you will find that Shaykh wrote that the 15th night of Sha'ban is an auspicious night. And this hadith which I will mention now, remember that is an authentic hadith and acceptable hadith. Therefore, we belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We need to make this very clear. In the rank and status after Laylatul Qadr, the second greatest and most auspicious night is Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban. It is the 15th night of Sha'ban, Shab-e Bara'at. Shab and Bara'at, you know, Shab is Farsi, Persian, meaning night, and Bara'at, Allah emancipates and liberates people on that auspicious night. So therefore, if you know Arabic, read that, is excellent information. In Urdu, and that mashallah, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Saab and so many other ulama have written booklets and books and so forth, and ulama have written in English, so you refer to all that. Now, which is the hadith we have to pay heed to? Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith is mentioned in Ibn Hibban, and it is mentioned in Tabarani and is authentic. On the night of 15th night of Sha'ban, فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ Allah Jalla Wala will forgive the entire creation. Illa li mushrik or mushahid. Except people who are non-Muslim. Or people who have the malice, the rancor, the hatred in the inner recesses of the heart. Imagine we come to one masjid. We are from the same town, same city. But when we meet one another, one turns his face away. We don't even make salam to one another. No salam, no kalam. So on this 15th night of Sha'ban, we can beg Allah, we can go into sajda and cry, but remember Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Tirmidhi, various compilations, our whole Ramadan, same thing. Utrukhuma hatta yastaliha. That leave these two people, these two parties' actions, one side in abeyance, till they reconcile. To reconcile, my brothers and sisters, is the prerequisite for the acceptance of our righteous deeds in the court of Almighty Allah. We don't have to become the best friends of one another. We're just saying, Islam is commanding us two words. It can't be so difficult. Assalamu alaikum. The person has a dispute with you. Go to him. Don't wait for him to come to you. Al-badi'u bis-salami bari'u min al-kibar. The person who makes salam first is free from pride and arrogance, Mishkat Sharif's hadith. And if he accepts, mashallah, your actions are accepted, his actions are accepted. And he tells you certain funny words and unsavory comments, so your actions will be accepted and his will be rejected. So imagine it's a win-win situation for us, my brothers. So each one of us, and look at the Quranic dua. You know, on the 15th night of Shaban, once Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited the cemetery as well, the graveyard. So we, the men, mashallah, if we can, it's also a sunnah and a babiyah. On Sunday night, we go to the graveyard and cemetery. Now look at the Quranic dua. These are duas we should be by hearting, memorizing, my brothers. Chapter 59 and verse number 10. Chapter 59, Surah Hashr, in the 28 Juz, 28 Supara. See how complete, comprehensive this dua is. Rabbana ghfir lana, O beloved Allah, forgive us. So we are living, Allah forgive us, daily we committing vices and sins. وَلِي إِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Ya Allah, our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with Iman, forgive them as well. Then the second part of the same ayah, chapter 59, verse 10. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا. Ya Allah, do not place that malice, rancor, hatred in our hearts. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Ya Allah, for the people of Iman, Ya Allah, you are the one who is most compassionate, very, very merciful. So see one ayat, and we see the complete message, comprehensive dua. Dua supplication for ourselves, for our disease, and remember that Almighty Allah eradicate, eliminate that malice, rancor, hatred from our hearts. Therefore, brothers, these type of supplications we must learn. So Almighty Allah, through His benevolence, mercy and grace, is giving us a bonus. Ramadan Mubarak is coming. I love you so much, O Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Take 15th night of Shaban. Paak saaf ho jao. Cleanse yourself externally and purify yourself internally. And then when Ramadan comes, credit balance all the time. So what are we going to do? So we should all have a timetable, and I'll just give you some ideas, inshallah. So Maghrib time, mashallah, many brothers are fasting, sisters are fasting, so you make dua, and thereafter read your Maghrib Salat, and thereafter you read six rakats, two, two, two. The hadith in Tirmidhi, this is for every night. The hadith is weak, but acceptable in Fada'il, and the fuqaha, jurists of Islam, have called it awwabin. You read the six rakats Salat, two rakats of Sunnat Muakkada can be included, incorporated. You will receive the reward of 12 years ibadat, subhanAllah. The mercy of Almighty Allah. Then whether after Maghrib, after Isha, Imam Malik rahimahullah mentioned this in Muwatta Malik. Not only for 15 Shaban, every night, tonight as well. Man qara'a surat Yasin fi laylatin ibtigha'a wajhillah. Whosoever reads Surah Yasin, solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, Allah Jalla wala will forgive that person. So make this part of our ma'amool, our habit, that we're reading Surah Yasin daily, Fajr time, before Fajr, after Fajr, at night time. And now this is the challenge me and you should be rising up. To, especially those of us, brothers, sisters, elders, our youngsters. لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is my heart's desire that every one of you, my ummah, you should be memorizing and by hearting Surah Yasin and Surah Mulk. The hadith of Surah Yasin is mentioned in Musnad al-Bazzar. 83 verses, every day you learn 2, 3, 4, 5 verses. In Ramadan you will be hafiz of Surah Yasin, mashallah. From now, inshallah, every day you learn 2 verses, mashallah, of Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi. Before Ramadan, you will be a hafiz. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be elated and so pleased with us. The hadith of Surah Mulk is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim. So my brothers, this is a bonus. Then will be Isha. Then whether in the masjid, whether at home, create that environment. Everyone try and read and perform Salatul Tasbih. So if you don't know how to perform Salatul Tasbih, just ask your local ulama, your imam, and he will show you, inshallah. 2 rakat Salatul Tawbah. Thereafter Salatul Hajat. Thereafter Salatul Shukr. Thank Almighty Allah for His recurring bounties, favors upon us. And cry for ourselves, for our country, for the whole humankind. See, my brothers, 3 incidents quickly. Let us be honest, we in the house of Allah. 3 million our brothers, sisters are in concentration camp, the Uyghur Muslims in China. Did we cry one day for them? Be honest about it. Ask ourselves. Why? When we are eating, drinking, sleeping, so the petrol price can go up or not, is all right. You understand? But we are in the comfort zone. So we become oblivious of the plight of the ummah. That is unacceptable, brothers. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Man lam yahtamma bi amri al-muslimin, falaysa minna. Who is not bothered, concerned about the affairs of this ummah, remember he does not belong to this ummah. A grave warning for me and you. So we must minimum raise our hands, go into sajda, and Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Beg Almighty Allah, Allah make decisions in our favor, number one. Number two, my brothers, you take Syria. Because the people there belong to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that war, if you want to call it a war, civil war, 10 years is raging on. And where are? You go to Turkey today. Turkey alone has 4 million refugees. One country has taken in refugees from, remember, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and other countries. 4 million refugees. My house, your house, if people come and stay, I have to stay 1 month. For 4 people, we will make how many istikhara and, you know, upar niche ho jayenge. We will make so many excuses. See, brothers, 4 million they accommodating. So we must be the ummah that cries to Almighty Allah and beg Almighty Allah. Allah gave us this night. Allah hal min sa'ilin. Is there anyone to beg of me from Maghrib right till the ending of suhoor time? Allah hal min mustaghfirin. Is there anybody asking forgiveness? We all are sinners. Allah hal min mustarziqin. Because of lockdown, how many people are unemployed? How many people are, you know, lost their job or they are retrenched and what have you? Allah is saying, you want rizq? Ask of me, beg of me. So my brothers, is tawbah, I want to just mention to you quickly the 6 conditions of tawbah. First condition of tawbah, to repent in our heart. A tawbatu an-nadama. We must have afsos, regret, remorse. Ya Allah, how disloyal, unloyal I am. Every droplet of yours is a bounty. Practice on the sunnah today. When you leave the masjid and still is raining, hadith in Sahih Muslim, take your hand out and say, Hadithu ahadin bi Rabbi. Ya Allah, this is your latest bounty that you are showering upon us. How much should I thank you? But I commit vices and sin every day. So first condition, if we want to make sincere tawbah, and we have to do it, it's compulsory, Quran says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Turn to Almighty Allah in repentance, all of you. Every person living today, everyone has to make tawbah. No one is exempted. Provided that he's sane and mature, we all are guilty. Ayyuhal mu'minun, ye to iman ka taqaza hai. Our iman should motivate us so we make sincere tawbah. La'allakum tuflihun, so that you are successful and prosperous. Condition number one, regret. Number two, the haram we are involved in. Immediately detach ourselves. Just take 3, 4. Today, pornography, fornication, adultery has become so common, people just turn a blind eye. As though it's a norm. Father is busy, mother is busy, child is busy, everybody is looking down. Addicted to the porn, addicted to the phone. So think about that. What answer we will give if death comes just like that? And it has happened. Number two, my brothers, how many of us in our own homes, there's drugs, there's alcohol and other places. Then three, how many of us are performing our 5 daily salat? Let us be honest about this. Then you take the corporate world, the business world. Majority of the Muslims, we involved in riba and interest and so forth. So tawbah. So number one, afsos, regret, remorse. Number two, the sin we involve in. Immediately detach ourselves from that. Third one, the obligations of Almighty Allah. I know when I became baligh and mature, you know when you became, speak to Allah. Ya Allah, today I'm turning my life around. And all the salat I missed from the time I became baligh, all the siyam and fast I missed. My zakat also I paid when I feel like and I didn't pay. We make proper hisab kitab and all the rights obligations of Allah. We start addressing it and redressing it. Fourth one, hukukul ibad. We say, no man, he's a non-Muslim. He's alright now, he's not asking me. This is my jihad against him, I won't pay him. How can we ever justify this? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Mishkat Sharif, authentic Musnad Ahmad hadith. Yughfaru li shaheedi kullu dhanbin illa ad-dayn. The person who made the supreme sacrifice, he gave his life in the path of Allah in the battlefield. All his sins forgiven. His debts and his loans and accounts are not forgiven. So where are we, my brothers? So interaction with human beings, our wives. How many a time we told her, darling, just give me that mahar and I will pay you back. Till today we haven't paid. We're busy playing with her, but we're not paying her. How we justify that? So, you know the woman, they just got 101 questions. See, my husband took the mahar back. Al-a'idu fi hibatihi kal-kalbi ya'udu fi qayyi. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. You gave a gift to the person, the recipient received it, your wife received it. Now you take it back from her. And then you never pay it back. The example Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave is like a person that when he took that gift back, like the dog that goes and vomit and licks that vomit. That's the example Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Think properly where we are. So there's four. Afsos, regret, stay away, detach ourselves, rights of Almighty Allah, address and redress, fulfill the rights of creation, Muslim and non-Muslim. Number five. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. إيمان والو. 89 times Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned this phrase. Yet to عاشقانا خطاب. Allah is addressing us, so elevate our rank and status. توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. Make such a توبة. That is نصوحا. Sayyidina Umar was a genius. A linguist par excellence. The person came, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I know Tawbah, this Nasuha, what it means. He illustrated the point via an example. He said, you go to the she-camel, you go to the cow, you milk it. Do you see the milk ever going back to the others? He said, no. He said, that is Tawbah and Nasuha. Go to all the rehabs, anywhere in the world. Ask them, what is your biggest problem? They will say our success rate in the drug rehab is 10%, 20, 25, 30%, not more than that normally. What happens? When they leave here, then they are clean, but then there's a relapse. They go back to the evil habit. So that's what happens to us. Relapse. We go back, missing salat, back to the riba interest, back to the fornication, adultery, back to the porn. So all the... No. Tawbah and Nasuha means... We divorce, we detach ourselves from all the vices. That is Tawbah. So when we go into Sajda, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us two hadiths and then I'm complete. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith, remember, mentioned in Sahih Muslim, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَوَسَاجِدُونَ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. The nearest the servant comes to Almighty Allah whilst you in Sajda. So beg Allah abundantly in that posture. You're out of salat. Speak to Allah in any language. Urdu, Meman, Gujarati, Zulu, Afrikaans, English, whatever. Speak to Allah. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on night 15 Shaban, open Mishkat Sharif, Bayhaqi, you will find. Such a lengthy sajda, such a lengthy sajda. Our mother Siddiqah bintu Siddiq, Sayyidah Aisha said, I was worried. I went to hear what is Nabi alayhi salam reciting. In Sajda on the 15th night of Sha'ban, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reciting, A'udhu bi afwika min iqabik, wa'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik, wa'udhu bika minka la uhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayt ala nafsi. Ya Allah, I seek. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the first one going to enter Jannatul Firdaus. Most beloved rahmatul alameen, but to set the precedent for humanity and posterity to teach us. So go into Sajda, Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the punishment through your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, I seek the protection from your displeasure through your pleasure. You will be pleased with me, O beloved Allah. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from everything that is harmful, dunya and everything. And Ya Allah, through your majesty, through your mercy, and Ya Allah, I cannot praise you enough as you have praised yourself. So many things we can do. So I beg you, brothers, At least let some common sense prevail. Sometimes common sense is not so common also. That TV and everything, just switch it off completely, but at least on 15 night Shaaban, make sure we know. You say, no, it's a hot soccer match, hot cricket match, hot one. What guarantee we got we will experience this year Ramadan? What guarantee we got we will experience another 15 night of Shaaban? So my brothers, I appeal to you, in dua, never be conjuice, never be bakhil and stingy and miserly. Make dua for ourselves, make dua for the ummah, make dua for the Rohingya Muslims. They were there in Burma, they kicked them out. Bangladesh, supposed to be Muslim country, said, we don't want you, they threw them in some island. They landed up in India, India said, get out from here. Stateless people, United Nations said, the most oppressed people on the face of the earth are the Rohingya Muslims. But the ummah, the Muslimah, don't bother. So brothers, rona hai. Cry to Allah, beg Allah, what is the plight of this ummah? Allah Jalla wa Ala give us tawfiq that we make qadr of Laylatul Nisf min Shaaban, 15 Shaaban. We make qadr of Ramadan and Laylatul Qadr. We thank the Sufi family, our Hafiz Uwais, Sufi mashallah, and all you trustees. And now because of mashallah, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the capital team, they gave some books for Ramadan, Q&A. So after this, salat, dua, everything. So there will be our brother Hafiz Muhammad Basa will be there. So those of you who want, you will get the book there. Now we can't give everybody. Make sure you take one. Don't pocket one and put another one in another pocket. No. So inshallah, that if you want more, make dua. Then we can print more inshallah and distribute it. Make dua for us also. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.